Since its inception, the Rochester Monroe Anti-Poverty Initiative has been plagued by misconceptions about what it does and what it's responsible for in the fight against poverty. In the third of a three-part series, WXXI's Veronica Volk explores one program that came out of RMAPI and what it looks like on the ground.
Taisha Ortiz lives in Rochester.
I am a mother of four. I'm also raising my nephew, who is becoming my foster child as well.
2 years ago, Ortiz learned about an adult mentorship program called Bridges to Success. At the time, she was falling behind with her mortgage payments and some utility bills. Once accepted to the program, she was assigned a mentor, Rosa Adames.
I like to see results. I like to motivate people, and I like to work together with folks to see results.
Adames works with people one-on-one to help them become economically self-sufficient.
We jot down goals, depending on what the person was motivated to do. Then we go to work.
The goal might be to get a job, a degree, subsidize housing, or even something like opening a bank account. Adames coaches them and helps connect them to resources. Adult mentoring was identified as a method of helping people in poverty by the people at the Rochester Monroe Anti-Poverty Initiative. In their early years, RMAPI helped Catholic Family Center get money to run the program by advocating for state funds. RMAPI Executive Director Leonard Brock says instead of just helping a handful of individuals, they're testing a new model of service delivery.
The adult mentoring strategy was a microcosm of the systems integration strategy, or that was the initial intent.
For example, one of Taisha Ortiz's goals while in the program was to get a car.
Shortly after I started the program, my vehicle was totaled by a drunk driver. I was at a loss.
Not only was she struggling to pay bills, now she was also worried about transportation and losing her job. Her mentor didn't just coach her on the next steps, she connected her with services.
I told my mentor, Rosa, about this program that I had heard of, and she automatically called Consumer Credit Counseling and got all the information, got me an appointment. I did my part that I needed to do with them, and then the rest is history. I got a car and was able to remain gainfully employed.
This, Brock says, is how service delivery is supposed to work. Instead of having to contact and visit several agencies and offices to get the things they need, Brock says people should be able to go to one place and talk to one person who can connect them with everything.
So we were looking at the front door approach, or the no wrong door, where there's a facility that a person impacted by poverty can enter and be able to receive a plethora of support and services that will aid in their plight to become self-sufficient.
As RMAPI continues to evolve, Brock says they're more interested in that systems integration overhaul than in overseeing and testing specific programs.
So the initial efforts or the attempts of the adult mentoring wasn't to scale up a program or to look at a program as if that was going to be the answer to poverty, but to figure out what are the institutional practices that could permeate the service delivery system.
As they continue to monitor programs, gather input from the community, and work with service providers in Rochester and Monroe County, Brock says the real change will come when RMAPI is able to implement the things they learn from these pilot programs like Bridges to Success. And that could take a while. Despite RMAPI's initial promise of reducing poverty by 50% in 15 years, Brock is now more focused on seeing any changes closer to the 10-year mark. He hasn't made any specific commitment in terms of how much poverty would have to decrease for RMAPI to be considered successful. Right now, he's not talking numbers. But without immediate results or even a tangible expectation, I ask him whether he thinks he will be given the chance to see the initiative through.
In order for us to be successful, we have to demonstrate institutional grit. We're committed. You know, we're committed to this. We have to focus and finish. Persistence is the action.
Veronica Volk, WXXI News.